simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
How the presence of God is there like that versus just trying to break through in prayer. Worship the Lord. Dress your garden. And then guard your garden. Don't let other stuff get in there. Don't let distractions get in there. Don't let other people get in there. Amen. Don't let the devil get up in there. Guard that garden. So that when you bow in prayer, boom, right away, there he is. Not to pray 4 and 5 hours trying to get a hold of God. He said, I'll answer before you call. But what is he emphasizing here? I'm talking about wonders of worship. Amen. What is he emphasizing here? Worship. So again, when we worship, it doesn't mean that it's fast or slow. It means that you are engaged. If I don't know the words, I'm going to, you know, act like I know the words. But I'm going to move my body or something. You know that song we sing, When I Move My Body? I'm doing something. Why? Because I'm worshiping my King. If the trees can clap their hands. If all creation is worshiping God, if the rocks can cry out. What about me in his image and after his likeness? What about us, his crowning glory? What about us, the ones that are unique, the only ones he breathed into? Amen. So get rid of all those things that try to hinder or limit your worship of God. Jesus didn't tell the lady he was looking for people praying. He said he's looking for people that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Sometime when you worship, you won't even have to pray. Sometime when you worship, the battle's over. Sometime when you worship, the answer comes quicker than if you didn't even have to ask. Proper positioning is to stand before God and declare, this is the word worship, his worth and his greatness. That's what worship is all about, declaring worth and value and greatness. We have to know how to dress the places where we dwell so God can come and fellowship. And it must be protected so fellowship is uninterrupted. We don't want our fellowship with God interrupted. I worship him today, I'm going to worship him tomorrow. Instead of getting up on the wrong side of the bed, get up on the right side of the bed and start giving God thanks for a new day. In spite of how you might feel, that little ache in your back, thank God anyway. Amen. When you worship, you will be amazed. When we worship. And it doesn't necessarily mean a prostrate position on the floor with the little pink cloths over you that we throw over you. You know, you laid up here and you crying. And that's worship too. But it's not limited to that. I have to run up here. I'm gonna worship. I worship right in my seat. I worship on my job. I can be worshiping. Amen. It's what's going on the inside. God seeks us to worship him in spirit and truth. Our communication with God is through our spirit. This soulish realm has to align with our spirit man, be renewed. So that it doesn't block. That's why I'm trying to give you another lens to look through. So that you're not limited by the contemporary.
Amen. Amen.
Any kind of beat. We can, if it ain't no beat, we can make a beat.
Amen.
Amen. And still worship. It ain't no beat. We just sing a song. You can't sing. You can still worship. Amen. Amen. I got a little time here. The garden was being, remember, the garden was being dressed by a perfect man. He hadn't fallen. There was no sin. Adam was brilliant. Adam was not a Neanderthal, you know, walking around with a club. No, he was brilliant. Imagine over 550,000 species, creepy crawly stuff in the ocean. All he named them. And to name them meant he had to speak their nature, determine their nature, their realm of authority, all of that. And then he had to understand them. And he named Eve. So no more excuses, brethren. Amen. Or sisterin. We can understand one another. Amen. I said, that's a sad clap. But anyway, we should understand one another. God's given us the ability. Even the animals and the plant life were taken to a higher level through Adam's worship. You got to understand something here. See, we need to know this. And this is not arrogance or pride. It's reality. Everything around you is affected by you. Plants, animals, dirt, all that's created. Why did I say that? Because when Adam fell, everything around him was affected. Everything declined. That's why the whole creation right now is groaning and waiting and moaning for the manifestation of these sons again. That will return to that glory. That will go back to the Genesis mandate. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. And have dominion. God never relinquished that mandate. When Jesus came, he empowered us to take it back. So in whatever domain you are in, God is calling you to have dominion. That's what dominion is. To have authority over a domain. To dominate. Amen. Amen. And God doesn't dominate like man tries to dominate. You know, somebody try to dominate you, they're gonna beat you now. They're gonna outdo you. Amen. God doesn't call us to dominate like that. As a matter of fact, God never called you to dominate anybody's spirit. Amen. Not even your cheering. Amen. Amen. Hello? Though, as a matter of fact, those are his children. He just gave you stewardship. We're not to dominate. We're to train. We're to mentor. We're to mold, to shape, to fashion. I liken it to a seed. We don't determine the seed. But what we do, we get the right dirt. We get a nice size pot. We make sure that there's plenty of light, or maybe one that needs sunlight all the time. Well, whatever it is, we put it in the right amount of light and we see that it gets enough water. Amen. Right? Amen. But whatever seed it is going to produce. Amen. Whatever God determines. So we're not the producers of the seed. We sow the seed. God gives the seed. Amen. We're to guard the seed. And we're to dress the environment so that the seed can grow. So we don't dominate people. We set an atmosphere. Everybody has the power of choice. My wife just mentioned the other day, we used to say this all the time, I'm just the bus driver. People get on the bus at certain stops, and some want to get off at certain stops. They don't want to go the whole route. I can't determine where you get on or get off. I'm just going to keep driving the bus. Are you hearing me? I'm not trying to control you. You know, except the Heavenly Father draw us, we're not drawn. We're drawn for the wrong motivation. That means that spells trouble down the road anyway. But oh, when God draws you and God sets you and you recognize your tribe and you carry the frequency. All right, now that's a formula for success. That's building the kingdom. But anybody in places of authority, you know, the world exercises authority over people. You know, and they manipulate the control. They control with fear or whatever methods they try to use to control you. That's not so in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And if you're in a place where people trying to, I was there. I know some of us were there where leadership was controlling through fear. You make a mistake, you're going to hell. Every Sunday, you're just going to hell. Every Sunday, you're trying to get saved all over. Lord, I was late. I'm sorry. You can feel the fire on your feet, you know. But it was control, manipulation, oppression. Alexander conquered the world through force. Jesus conquered it through love. God always empowers and protects. That's what he did. He empowers you to make choices. Amen? That's why the word says, for lack of knowledge, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We need to know. We need to study this word and see how God operates so that we can operate like him. What God has required in his word for us, what he requires, he does it through his grace. He gives whatever God requires of you in his word, he gives you the grace for it. God's not putting any hard, difficult, impossible things on you.
Ladies of the Treasure Coast, don't miss an amazing time of fellowship and revelation. Resurrection Life Family Worship presents our 2023 Women's Conference, Mother's Day weekend, Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th. The theme is Woman Arise, Understanding Your True Value. Special guest will be Bishop Larry Jackson of Bethel Outreach International Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Friday will start at 7 p.m. with a powerful night of worship, culminating in a word from the Lord by Bishop Jackson. Saturday will begin at 10 a.m. with worship and will be a full day of instruction, impartation, fellowship, and food as lunch will be served. Bring your moms, daughters, sisters, and friends to our women's conference. You all should experience this together. You'll be glad you did. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. To register for more information, call 772-465-0036. That's 772-465-0036.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.